This is the Raycast, where technology, business, and pop culture intersect. The Raycast starts now.
Welcome to the Raycast, episode 36. My name is Ray Gerard. Good to be here. I thought today would be a good day to record a podcast. I'm sitting here watching the rain outside my window. The raindrops pitter-pattering against the glass. Pretty relaxing. Also sipping on a cup of tea. Organic green tea with a little bit of ginger root. Hold on a moment while I grab a sip. Excuse me. It's been a while since episode 35, right? But I'm still around. Thought today would be a good day to drop in. Say hello to my listeners and talk about something of interest. As you know, the Raycast, my tagline is where technology, business, and pop culture intersect. Why? Why that tagline? Technology affects business. Business affects technology. And both tend to have an impact on our culture. So everything works together, right? It's a tapestry. Technology, business, culture, all interact at all times. Background music provided by Andre Louis. Check him out on Twitter at @ONJMusic. This piece is called Let It Speak for Itself. Sometimes things just simply speak for themselves, right? Just the action of others can speak volumes. They don't have to open their mouth, right? Today's topic is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Did you know that October is National Cybersecurity Awareness Month, otherwise known as NCASM? It's an effort done by the United States Department of Homeland Security and the cybersecurity industry to increase your awareness of the resources that you can use to stay safe online. Let's face it, we're online every day almost, right? Social media, shopping, paying bills, etc., etc. We need to stay safe. We need to understand what's going on out there in these internets. This month, the event stresses personal accountability and the importance of taking proactive steps to enhance cybersecurity at home and at the workplace. According to the Department of Homeland Security, key areas of focus this year include e-commerce security, citizen privacy, and consumer devices. Three areas that are really very important, right? When was the last time you shopped online, right? Amazon Prime, right? I was just on there just a couple days ago. Consumer devices. How many of you have an Amazon Alexa or Google device that answers to you beck and call? Turn off the lights. You know, what's the weather? What, you know, whatever it is that you want to find out. Given the proliferation of these Internet of Things devices, or what we call IoT devices, it's no surprise that this year's National Cybersecurity Awareness Month is focusing on connected devices. Last year, global management consulting firm Bain & Company released a report saying that the IoT market reached will reach $520 billion by 2021. That's up from $235 billion in 2017, more than double. And not to mention, a lot of large companies have encountered cybersecurity issues that may have compromised users' data, your data. For example, I read a report a couple of days ago that Amazon recently fixed 13 security flaws in an operating system used in connected devices. Just like your phone is always updating. And part of these updates is fixing flaws, security issues, etc., etc. So be aware of those things. The flaws in the Amazon device, in the Amazon software, would allow hackers to crash devices, leak their memories, and run code remotely. That's not something you want to happen. For privacy issues, for you don't want your identity being out there available to criminals or to hackers. So what can you do? You want to increase your security, of course. A couple of things you can do. You could look it up. You do your own research, but strong passwords are necessary. I use not just strong passwords, but I use an app called 1Password. It's a password management app, which has helped me greatly keep myself protected. Because back in 2014, my Twitter account was hacked through a very elaborate social engineering scheme. My Twitter account was stolen completely. And my Twitter account is kind of very important to me, very special to me, because I started on Twitter back in 2006. My username is @Ray, which is, you can't get a 3-character username if you tried these days. And those with these very desirable usernames, I've had problems over the years because people want them. They don't want you to have them. So my Twitter account was stolen, and the person that stole it, the hacker that stole it, impersonated me with my cell phone company, with Twitter. Twitter thought it was me interacting with them, and they changed my password. Luckily for me, I knew a few people that knew a few people that worked at Twitter, so I was able to get my account back within 24 hours. But I learned a lesson. It changed the way I interacted online forever. So likewise, being aware of what information each app that you're using on your phone requires, or each app that you're using on your connected device, what are they gathering? And making sure your network is secure is of utmost importance. And there you have it. The Raycast, we try to keep the program at less than 10 minutes, because I know your time is valuable. There's so many other podcasts out there. I know you just want to listen to the Raycast, but hey, I want to release you to go out there and do other things. But as I always say, let's keep the conversation going. I am here on Anchor. I'm also available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, all the other apps that you can stream podcasts. You can check me out. The Raycast with Ray Girard. And of course, I'm on Twitter, @Ray on Twitter. Best place to keep the conversation going. @Ray. Twitter.com. As always, thanks for listening. Again, special thanks to @ONJ Music. He's also on Twitter @FreakyFoof. That's FreakyFwoof. Music producer extraordinaire. Check him out. Thank you for listening. I'll catch you on the next one.
You've been locked into the Raycast. Stay up to date with all episodes by subscribing to the show on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Pocket Casts. Or just listen on anchor.fm/Raycast.